This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Houston ISD has announced 43 community partners for its new Houston Promise Initiative, which pairs C and D rated campuses with businesses and nonprofits to provide teacher appreciation lunches, campus improvements, and direct donations. The list of partners includes the Houston Astros and the Texans, and retired president of HEB Texas, Scott McClelland. Here's McClelland in the announcement.
For too long, too many Houston families have had to look outside of their own neighborhood to find a good school.
It's part of Superintendent Mike Miles' larger goal of all campuses earning an A or B rating. There's a chance for rain today, about 30%, but as News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports, fire danger is also still in the forecast.
Brian Kyle with the National Weather Service explains what's behind the change in the weather.
We've had a dome of high pressure sitting overhead, which limits the clouds and associated rainfall across the area. Houston metro area is currently about 11 inches or so below normal of rainfall.
And that's why a burn ban is in effect. The heat dome has kept temperatures hot and rainfall at a minimum. That is expected to change heading into the weekend, but rainfall will have a minimal effect on the fire danger. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Three teens are in custody in connection with the shooting of a 28-year-old Marine veteran last month who was working as an Uber driver. Kwok Nguyen, who went by the name of Jake, was found dead alongside the road in Northwest Harris County. Police said that he was robbed and shot to death before the suspects stole his car. Three teenage boys have been arrested, aged 13, 14, and 15 years old. The 15-year-old has been charged with capital murder. He was arrested last week. The two other boys were picked up yesterday and charged with tampering with evidence. They are all booked in the Harris County Juvenile Detention Center. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.